As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get an inspiring message reminding you to keep your thoughts positive, because it's from your thoughts that your actions flow. Enjoy.
One of the lines from right out of the 5 a.m. Club is, one of the DNAs of legendary is longevity. Before the sun rises is the time of least distraction. Before the sun rises, where you can build intimacy and fluency with what you want to stand for in your day. Before the sun rises, the luxury and tranquility of the early morning hours, you can do that deep inner work that will allow you to go out in the world and play at your best.
When your only metric of your self-worth is something that's so non-important for your self-worth, which is money, money is ultimately an ancillary effect of living a good, healthy life. At the end of the day, I say, today, what did I do to work on my physical health? You know, did I eat well, move well, sleep well, 8 hours? Emotional health, am I good with the relationships around me and my friends? And, you know, am I removing toxic people from my life? Emotional health is very important. And then creative health, exercise, what I call the idea muscle. So I take a pad and I write 10 ideas down every single day.
And for me, like the minute I feel some sort of anger, some sort of jealousy, some sort of frustration, most of the time I go, oh, you're getting mad, that's your ego. That's you're getting emotional about this. Take a step back and listen to what the other person's saying. Take a step back and try and see it from their perspective. Take a step back and try and understand what they're trying to say.
It's not just out of their comfort zones. It's the change of reality. Okay, you know, your reality is different than my reality. And, you know, your followers' realities are all different. But it's the change of reality. And to make yourself accountable, that's not just getting outside your comfort zone, making yourself accountable. Okay? Not accountable to somebody else, accountable to you, me, you know, yourself. Because that's the ultimate, ultimately, that's the only person you should be accountable to, is yourself. And we grow up that we don't hold ourselves accountable enough. We just don't. We've learned to come up with reasons why we can't do this, reasons why it's okay not to do this, reasons why you didn't follow up on time, reasons why I told the guy to get back to him by Wednesday, it's now Friday.
One should never confuse kindness with weakness, ever. Because just because a person's kind or wonderful or loving or patient or tolerant doesn't mean their cup not runneth over. That what I'm trying to do is keep a boat floating and they're trying to sink it. I have no tolerance for that. So you can keep your sentient, if you will, concepts about yourself, but at the same time, you have to be strong enough to, otherwise you will fold.
What we are is just an aggregation of what we choose to value in this world. If I value money more than anything else, that will come to define me through my actions, my behaviors, what I invest my time and attention into. If I value family, that will define who I am, because everything else will flow from that.
What I'm able to do is, if I want something, I go into the future in my brain, which is powerful, and I visualize exactly what I want. So I'm there, I'm in my future. And then I think about every single thing I need to do to make that happen, and every single thing that could stop that from happening and what I need to avoid. Then I go right back, just in the future, thinking about watching myself on my television network. So because I do that, that means I have to think what would be the worst case scenario, and then I have to think what would be the best case scenario. And then I eliminate every single thing that I think could happen, which I call art detecting.
Similar to when we talked about trust and building trust and giving trust, If I want to gain the ability to influence you, well, then what I have to do is give you the ability to influence me. The more I allow you to influence me, the more open your mind gets for me to influence you. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to allow you to influence me, and the more I allow that to happen, the more influence I'm going to have. So when you want to earn respect, give respect. When you want to earn influence, give influence. When you want to earn trust, give trust. All those three are related.
I just fixed my mind to just say, like, what's for me is for me. No one can take it from me. And what's for someone else is from someone else, for someone else, and I can't take it from them. And in terms of the grief of, you know, the frustration of certain things not working out or not being fair, I just fixed my mind to say, okay, so sometimes these things aren't fair, and I have a choice. I can be mad, I can be upset, I can be hurt, I could be, you know, jilted and have a chip on my shoulder, or I can choose to say, let me just do what I can do to change things for the little girl behind me. Let me continue to push forward and be very thankful and happy for the things that I do get a chance to do.
So you can inspire people, and all that energy is focused on one thing that they can visualize in their head, then it becomes a tangible reality. And I know that to be a fact because it's happened. It's a fact for me. So I continue to do that. I know that anything I can imagine, I can make happen. So I am really careful about how small my thoughts are, because I don't feel like wasting time in a 24-hour day making this much. And I can spend the same amount of time with the same amount of energy if I architect it right. I had this much, and with this much, I can help so many more people that I love.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.